Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Or today I feel like freaking MacGyver. Just bring it, people. Yes. But yes, my name is Liz, a.k.a. MacGyver. That show back? Wow. Did they bring it back? I think.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyway, odd reference, but not so odd. So I know that you and all I could see in the picture was you and Anna's beautiful daughter, amazing daughter Lily. But I bet you there were more people there. Mm-hmm. Went to Lolita's parlor.
Yes, we did. We did on.
Sunday,
I met Anna and her sister, my cousin Rosie, and Anna's kids, Jaden and Lily. And my cousin Rosie lives on that side of town, not necessarily there, but, you know, it's on the way down. So Anna wanted to take the kids over to Lolita's ice cream place. And
That's
what they did, and I said, okay, I'll meet you over there. And it was really nice because I hadn't had a chance to catch up with my cousin Rosie in a while. So that was really fun to just hang out. And, of course, I would normally try to take pictures of Jaden, too, but he likes to move around a lot.
I get that. Yep. He's a 10-year-old in action.
Yeah. So he doesn't want to pose, or
they're not
going to
pose.
Weird.
Nope.
Yeah. And Lily, of course, is a big old ham, so she's fine. You know?
Let me tell you, the star of that, the star of all that was that big ass ice cream cone that you were. Let me tell you, forget the kid. The kids are amazing. We know. Forget all that. Whatever it was. I think you described it on Instagram. I'm like, let me just put my bathing suit on and just dive in that. And if it was later, I would say, let me dive in that. Beep. Start, rhymes with itch. Let me just dive right in that. Let me just, ooh. That
it was
looked,
so good.
That looked like stupid good. That looked so good. That just looked like stupid good. So I know that you were well taken care of. Clearly, it was obvious, and no, that's great, and I'm sure, see, Anna could tell, like, oh, my God, this place just has such this magical feeling, and it's so kid-friendly, and I'm sure the kids were like, okay, so when can we come back?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and
Lily,
she
loved her ice cream. She's like, she kept looking at me like, this is so good. And after she was done, she like was in my ear, this was so good. I thought,
oh,
I know.
It's amazing. Yeah. And this is like the dead of winter. And,
yeah.
And again, it's that energy. It's that vibe. It's that energetic reinforcement that, yeah, this is just what's in the wings.
And it was actually a warmer weekend. This it was
oh,
weird.
Good.
Like the weekend you were here,
of
there's
course.
No snow, ice, and this week past weekend it was in the 70s. It was really weird.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It was in the 70s. And in the mornings though, like early mornings it was 30 degrees colder.
Right, of course.
So,
right. But
so she
had a day
in
the 70s. Wow.
Yeah, she was really busy on Saturday, apparently, and then she was
good.
Kind of ready for it on Sunday, and it wasn't as busy until we came in. Then she had plenty of people to look at and to try to serve. And, you know, we hung out there for a while. We had pizza and ice cream, and we tried some of their she has a little refrigerator with different types of drinks, so we had some
– right.
Cream sodas and root beers and things like that, juices. So I tell you what, though, because I'm not, I do like some sweets, but even like the ice cream would have been enough, but that drink, I had a vanilla cream soda, which had not as much sugar as some of the other drinks. And I got home and I fell asleep.
Oh, so you just got into a big old sugar coma.
Yeah, it was too much sugar for me. I normally don't, you know, I don't get the big cones and everything. I usually just get a little cup.
I know.
So
I'm like,
good.
What is this? And what's your name, dear? I'm like, oh, my name is Waffle Cone. Okay.
Waffle Cone. Yeah, it was
Waffle
really good.
Waffle Cone.
So
no, it was good.
She always spoils us when we're there. But, you know, she was also trying out her new pizzas. So that was good, you know, always willing to, you know.
Oh, you'll be a beta tester.
Well, it was more of, she had to see how the, how, you know, the right temperature and the right, length of time really to cook it all the way through. So she's learning. It was good though, because she was like, okay, we'll just figure this one out. Cause it was just her and Adam before trying,
right.
Trying
so you need to have like a, and you guys are the perfect demographic. Family with your kids.
Yeah.
Local. No, it's great.
It was a good time, and yeah, I wanted to take a picture. She scooped everything up. You know, usually when I'm there, she like feeds me all kinds of stuff, and then she's like, okay, well, you know, what kind of ice cream do you want? Sometimes I'm not in the mood for ice cream because I'm so full from everything else that she's given me. So this time though, the ice cream always looked really good, and I tried some stuff, and she said, no, you've liked this one before. This one is not new to you. It was that Heavenly Hazelnut. That was the one on top. That was that scoop on top.
Girl,
and,
there's a lot going on.
So, but the Muddy Sneakers was
that's
the
one I had.
On the bottom.
That was very good.
So good.
She
put it in I think I want a cone. And she put it in a waffle cone, and I'm like, okay, well, whatever. You know.
She put it in a high rise. That's not a waffle cone.
It was so pretty. Like I have to take a picture of it.
No, it was beautiful. No, I mean, and you know, and I'm really not an ice cream fan. I'm one of those weird people. I could go to the ice cream shop with a bunch of people, not Lolita's, of course, but and I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. I will order it. Nope, I can really take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But hers is very good. Like, I would have ice cream at her shop. Hers is very good. So she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember being in Boston, and so you know, we do have a caller in the queue, but let's wrap it up with this one. I remember visiting friends in Boston way, way back in the day. They were all in grad school. And every time I would go to Boston, for the most part, it was always really, really cold. Like, it was either winter, so naturally it should be cold, or they had a freak snowstorm, like in springtime. But I was always up there, and it didn't matter, because on every corner, pretty much, in Boston, if it wasn't a Dunkin' Donuts, it was an ice cream shop. Sometimes, it doesn't matter, any kind of ice cream. It was ice cream availability on every corner.
Uh-huh.
So and it was busy every single time we were walking around. Of course, in Boston's a great walking town.
It's a great, yes.
So
great
I'm walking
town.
Around and it's really, really cold. And everyone, even people who are from up there, are like, yeah, it's really cold. But do you want some ice cream? And I'm looking at them like, no,
yeah.
I don't want ice cream. I said,
does
it have coffee? Does it have something warm, like hot chocolate?
Right.
I don't know. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, we'll go to the ice cream shop. But it was always busy. It didn't matter. It wasn't like I had some weird friends. Everybody in that city eats the ice cream.
Well, maybe it's a college town and they were doing some things.
No, it's just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's ice cream. There's no reason to, I mean, I know Boston has a lot of universities and colleges.
Yeah.
That may have a little bit of an
I think it might have a little something that they really
come
do
on.
Cater.
That's
yeah,
a lot of
still,
ice cream.
That's
stores.
A lot of ice cream.
And people, it didn't matter. That it was, you know, you could see your breath and you probably shouldn't be outside.
Yeah, you got
they
frostbite.
Like, oh,
yeah. Your fingers get like, you know,
I'm cold, but
cone.
You know what I want? I want a cone of ice cream. Okay, whatever. I want to, you know, I want comfort food. I'd go to a Waffle House in a minute and just get fat eating the food there and feel like I'm doing something to preserve my situation.
Right. Before I go into my big old cave. Right. Yeah, but it's, no, I think it's great. It's like I said to Lolita, if you build it, they will come. Field of Dreams. Well, this is her Field of Dreams, you know, and this she's ready. She already saw on Saturday just with the warmer weather.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing. Yep.
Yeah.
So she's gonna be good. Well, let's take this call.
I know it's Marguerite.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, gorgeous.
Oh, you guys have me in stitches. Oh my gosh. Talking about ice cream at 8:30 in the morning. It's amazing. But I need to tell you.
Yes, tell us.
Not to be too serious, but
no, let's switch it.
Today is the 5th angelversary.
Oh.
And but what you were talking about is amazing because.
Uh-huh.
Especially you, Liz, you said, you know, you don't really care for ice cream or whatever. My
right.
daughter was lactose intolerant.
Oh,
she loved ice cream. So it's a sign I have to go get ice cream today. I'm taking my son out today because Bruce is working. And it's just funny that you guys are talking about that.
So go find some ice cream in Ohio and
well,
the cold.
There is. And here it goes again. You know, I love ice cream in the winter.
Oh,
during the summer, you know, I'll take a popsicle maybe because it just ice cream is too heavy in the summer. So
maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
So this is like, you know, wow. And then, okay, you said something about Dunkin' Donuts. Well, they built this Dunkin' Donuts / Baskin Robbins in town.
Right. Right.
So I can hit two of them.
Hello.
And I don't usually go to them, so I was like, okay.
Well, get thee to some ice cream, and so get thee to a nunnery. Get thee to some ice cream, and I'm gonna pull up. Well, being that we're gonna honor Courtney's anniversary, and so it's time for you to pull a message.
Oh, okay.
Of course. All right, I'm ready when you guys are.
All right, hold on. Pull up the music. There we go.
Pick.
You know, it's so interesting. You have to do it again because this is a very rare occasion where my finger landed on a blank. It's just blank. You have to do it again.
The message. That's the message. I don't need a message. You gave me the message.
Okay, that's it.
About the ice cream. Really.
Right. Now, who has long strawberry blonde hair?
That would have been her.
Thank you. Okay.
Wow.
She had dark. She had kind of light. It was blonde when she was born, and it kind of changed to light brown. And then she had it blonde. And it was coming out, but she left it. And it was, I have this strawberry blonde hair, but hers is long.
Yeah, long strawberry blonde hair.
Because
what happens is when I'm connecting to the energy and pulling people, my eyes are closed. So
mm-hmm.
I have the database of, there's like 1,200 messages on the iPad, and I... hold it so that I'm consciously thinking of the person, just connecting to their energy, but keeping my mind very blank except for that connection to that person's energy. And my finger gently, it depends. With some people, I'll go very fast. Like I'll just scroll like that without, I keep my eyes closed, but my fingers will go fast. Or sometimes they'll go very slowly. And this time, I was going very, very slowly, connecting, and I kept thinking, Marguerite Courtney, and I'm like, oh, long strawberry blonde hair. I need to ask her that. Let me remember that image. And then you said pick, and then I'm like, oh my God. I opened my eyes, and my finger indicates where the, you know, what the message, specific message is, because there's a lot of them, and it landed on a space that's about two to three inches. So meaning I can't say it's the message above or the message below. It was in this infinite white space.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I can tell you something that happened last week, and
okay.
that has to do with that blank state.
Girl, tell me.
Well, I told you that I went to my granddaughter's birthday party, and all the three of us went. And I got a text from my daughter later that evening saying, thank you for coming, because I tried to thank her, and she just kind of walked away.
Yeah, but that's,
his family
but that's
was there.
The fact that
but
she communicated that.
She communicated.
That's monumental.
Well, the following Monday, she was in our driveway again to pick up the kids, and legally she's not supposed to, but that's not my business.
Right.
She's picking up the kids, and I'm cooking dinner, and there's a knock on the door. So my husband answers it, and I go out to see, and Rosalind's standing there with some cards, and she hands them to us. And she's kind of standing there, and Bruce handed them to me, and I looked at it, and she addressed one to my son, but not uncle, just his name.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, it says grandma, and then my nickname.
Oh.
Not my actual, you know, what everybody calls me. It's a nickname. And then my husband's name, not grandpa.
Right.
Names. And she kind of looked at me with this look like I was going to say something. And I'm like, if, you know, this is what your mom told you to write, then, you know, I'm not seeing anything.
And you're not going to impose that on this on an innocent child.
No, the child, and this is what my daughter is doing. And I know it took me a few minutes to get those thoughts processed.
Of course.
And say, I am not going to say something because that's what she wants.
I'm not
going to
walk
she
into
She intended and a response. And right away, I stood in the bathroom looking in the mirror, and I got right away, says, choose your battles wisely. Pick them wisely. And
good
that
girl.
Was it. And I go, okay, thanks, Dad. Because my dad would have known what to say in the moment.
Of
if
course.
Not, you walk away.
Right.
So that was it. I mean, things are going, and I'm like, well, so be it. And my poor other daughter, whom we're meeting today for lunch because she doesn't have to babysit, she is so heartbroken because, you know, all this is going on and
sure,
the wedding and
sure.
stuff. And here is her own sister. And it's like,
and she already lost a sister, so she doesn't feel like
she's
losing another one.
She's got to go through this. She's
right.
got to go through this.
Right.
And this is how I was. So now, you know, she's processing it all and...
Right,
and some of them handle it better. And
right, and you're just you're the wise person, and you're the wise person, just you know, not imposing, but
right.
not imposing. MacGyver, see, we need some MacGyver.
See, and there's another one.
MacGyver.
Right. And I'm getting all these signs. MacGyver was someone, something that my husband's cousin. Was referred to the one that passed away.
Oh, that's
so
crazy!
So all these
because
people
was,
are coming today.
Yeah, for you.
So here's the,
we're
gonna have a party.
The first thing
I don't know.
I don't know if you heard us at the open of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
did, right?
Yes, I did.
So so I introduced myself as MacGyver. Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It is, and it's we the three of us went out yesterday because my husband didn't have to work, so we thought we'll do everything together yesterday.
Right.
And we wanted to take my daughter and her son, my grandson, with, but there was a lot going on. So the three of us went. My son picked the movie because he didn't want to see what we wanted to see.
Right.
So we went to see Moana. And oh my God, I was so happy to see that.
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen
it
yet.
So good.
If you haven't seen it, it is really, younger kids I don't think would understand it. I think it's more of a process of learning respect.
Yes.
And not being bullied. Or being a bully.
Right.
It was amazing. And it
great.
Pulled my heartstrings.
I'm sure.
I mean, even my husband was like, oh, that was so good. But the movie we're going to go see tomorrow is Hidden Figures.
I want to go see
that one.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's so much that...
There's good content out there, thank God.
Yes. So she's coming through, and today's... so far is a good day. I mean, my husband, I said, don't make me cry. Because he sat next to me this morning on the couch and he goes, I'm going to be thinking about you. And I just let it go. It's like,
right, of course.
You don't want to do that.
Yep.
But it's 5 years.
It's a milestone.
It's hard for him to express it. And I'm grateful, but I didn't know. Without crying, I didn't want to have his day ruined because I was crying.
Yeah, but you're not going to ruin his day by crying.
Right.
No.
But I thought, you know, I am every day I'm stronger, and it's the strength that gets me through it. It's, you know,
of course, and what people don't understand is that you don't get over it, but what it's it's painful because her legacy and her energetic signature is being woven into your etheric body. That's why it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And then that's why you never feel alone, and that's why you feel
mm-hmm.
supported, and that, you know, it's a different configuration of the same relationship.
Right.
And it's an evolution of that relationship. And
mm-hmm.
To survive that kind of incomprehensible pain is quite an accomplishment that never gets recognized, you know, ever.
Right, right.
Ever, you know. If anything, I always get offended when I see infanticide, which is the loss of a child, doesn't matter how old, it could be an infant or
mm-hmm.
a grown person, as a plot device. And it's used all, I'm like, what, a really, okay, so they went crazy
mm-hmm.
because they lost their child. Okay, great. You know, you're really giving us a bad rap. So, and that to me is like a very convenient and overused plot device. With Disney, it's always the child loses the parent. You know, can
mm-hmm.
we think of something different, people?
Right.
Convenient
right.
plot devices. Because
mm-hmm.
it is so iconic that it's a very effective plot device.
Right.
Where it will shape, you know, how you live. It changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, with every breath and every step and every day, You get a little stronger, but just because you're stronger doesn't mean you're not less vulnerable, and it doesn't mean that you, when you least expect it, or the most odd occurrences, will
mm-hmm.
just, you know, pierce that bubble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've had someone who I called a friend say hello to me in a grocery store. And it was, I think, on her birthday. Josh and I were going out for lunch. And when I turned, and I said hello and then started to do my shopping, and then I, you know what, I'm going to go and give her a hug. She started to back away. So, you know, there are so many different feelings everybody's going through.
Right.
But to think that something is going to rub off or something's going to happen, you know what
I've gotten people cross the street to avoid me, like when it first happened.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, like, okay, so and can you imagine how people with HIV feel?
Oh, gosh.
Let's just take it there. Yeah, so it's the
yeah.
ignorance
mm-hmm.
That's, and the resistance, and not that I want to blemish this beautiful conversation with politics, but just to use that as a very broad, exaggerated example of what could happen, what the hell is contagious here?
Right.
Ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're the MacGyvers of the world, fixing stuff.
Yeah.
Fixing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then
yeah.
we're left with, like, the pieces. And to pick them up,
right?
You know, and who the hell's fixing us?
Yeah,
buddy.
Exactly. I have to love my son because he's even though he's autistic, he has something that a lot of people probably could use, is that he feels that emotion, he goes through it.
Yep.
And then it's gone because
yep.
he has no need, you know, to.
Right.
But he doesn't forget. He can.
Of course not.
He remembers it.
Yep.
But he doesn't carry it, like, you know.
Right.
I don't know,
right.
mother or father, whatever. And so, you know, if you injure him, he's still going to feel that. He's still going to carry it, but he's not going to use it or
right.
show it.
Right.
And it's amazing. Sometimes it's just, you know, being around him.
Right. Well,
and,
that's
and
why he's in your life, right?
Yeah,
and not be defined, and not be defined by the story, the narrative. Doesn't
right.
change the pain. Not to be defined,
right.
but it's the benchmark. It's still a moment that defines who you are moving forward. Because there definitely is a line in that etheric sand of before and after.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably feel the same way that I have felt, where as I look at pictures of myself before that time, I don't recognize that person.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like mm-hmm. there's that big line. It's like, oh, and go get your popcorn because it's intermission, clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
And sometimes, you know, and I know you understand, I had a more of a chance to know my daughter and, you know, to see her grow up.
Well,
and
of course.
That's where, you know, I am blessed. And I don't, sometimes I don't know how to comfort somebody who didn't get that chance.
Oh, it's all the same. It
you know,
is
I mean,
all
it's,
the same piece of pie. It
and,
is
and it's
all,
like
it
you
is,
lost, right.
It's
you
all
lost
the
your
same.
Baby. I
right.
lost my daughter who didn't have a family who wanted one.
Right.
But I also know a mother who passed away and now left her children. So it's,
right.
you know.
It's all the same.
It's difficult.
It's all the
and
same.
And yeah, it's a loss.
It's a loss. A loss is loss.
So, yeah.
You know, whether somebody loses their pet, I feel this, you know, like there's the,
oh, yeah.
the compassion, there's an understanding, there's an empathy. You know, it's all different
mm-hmm.
shades of the same color.
Right.
That's
I got
all.
My ears ringing.
That's
good. Whenever I get these moments, my ear, I will get this ringing in
yep.
my ear. Right now it's ringing.
That's good.
And it's kind of like she's telling me, well, you know, we raised her pets, you know, took care of them after she left, but then one after another, almost 1 year after another, they all left.
Well, they wasn't
and
being
the one, the one that hurt the most was her, well, the dog, our dog, because she ended up taking care of it for her sister.
Right.
And that was her first baby.
Right.
So that was as difficult.
Of course.
A process. So here, you know, talking about pets and stuff, so. Okay. I'm
so
stop.
You got your three signs. Ding, 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 ding. You got them all. You got
the
trifecta. So just move very, very slowly today. I don't have to tell you. And the thing
mm-hmm.
is, too, it's always like the day of. There's whether it's conscious or unconscious, there is the energy
mm-hmm.
of relief because you got through it again. You know, you're
right.
going through it,
right.
And it's not
mm-hmm.
like the anticipatory is a lot worse than the actual. And just, you know, don't make yourself as
mm-hmm.
available as people normally assume you to be, would be the message that I want to give you.
Yeah.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, girl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that you can, you can take a breather on that, and like the needs that others have, they're not going anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be lining up to get your beautiful wisdom. And calm energy, you know, and that's a gift that you give so many people. And we will leave you with that. And yeah, thank you. It's an honor. It's an honor for you to, you know, come to us today on such a special day. So
yeah,
we're just
well,
sending you
well,
lots of love.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the thought of the ice cream. My son will like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get some ice cream.
Thank you so much.
Get
yeah.
some ice cream.
We will.
Yeah, yeah have a great day.
We love
thank you.
You
so much.
Love
you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Isn't that crazy? All these things that that specifically resonated. And when do I ever talk about MacGyver as like a thing? Never.
I know.
MacGyver, ice cream, the pets. I don't talk about no pets. Seeing the long, long strawberry blonde hair. I'm like, who has that?
Interesting.
Right? And then getting, like, no message, which has actually has never happened.
Yeah.
In 6 years, that has never, well, I think I started doing the messages maybe 5 years in. I don't remember. I don't even remember. It's all kind of blurs together since we've been doing the show for so long. But that's never happened, where it's like, oh, I really can't say that there's a message. I have to report what the visual is here. And it was... It was a white space. Heaven.
Wow. And Sophia's just like, she's just rubbing up against me. I mean, I'm at my desk, and she's sending her regards.
Hi, Sophia girl. I saw you. I saw you in my closet. I saw you. Don't act like you don't know me.
She's like, I gotta go.
I'm out. All right.
Gotta go.
That New York chick called me out again. Ugh. Freaking Yankees. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, wow. I'm glad she called us.
Yeah. Yes. We've sort of touched on a few movies. I went out and had kind of, I guess, like an impromptu like girls' night out. I purchased a couple of tickets for some friends of mine to as a Christmas gift, you know, to see the final episode of Sherlock.
All right.
And made it into a movie. And wow, I mean, I already enjoy the series, so, and every episode is like 90 minutes long, so it's almost like watching a movie anyway. But then
right.
to see it on the big screen, and we don't know if it's going to be, the way they did this finale, it could be the series finale, and that would probably, you know, be okay, or they could pick up and continue on.
It was
really interesting, because mostly just because the main leads are so busy with their movies that even getting this season out took close to 2 years.
Wow.
You know, three episodes, you know, or two episodes and then a movie, but it was so difficult to get everything together. That was, the movie was great, and there was plenty to talk about with that. But it was just mostly hanging out with my friends, and the day started where I was supposed to go get my car service, like, you know, with an oil change. Everybody decided to do that yesterday.
That's of course.
In the morning, which was, well, because, you know, it's MLK Day, and in Atlanta, there's a lot going on. Usually,
Martin Luther King Day, of course. Oh, my God.
Right. Usually there's like some type of service project, you know, we could attend, or you do something, you know. And so today, I guess, or that yesterday, more about spending time with friends in very unexpected ways. Like that, the evening stuff was sort of planned, but at my mechanics, I was waiting, and despite getting there pretty close to when they opened, maybe half an hour after they opened up, there was already a line. Like, there was already a bunch of cars in the queue to get serviced. And I had just talked to the guy on Friday. Do I need to put on the calendar? He's like, no, you should just show up. I'm like, okay. Because they're normally not that busy in the early part of the week. So I show up. I'm waiting there for maybe 10 minutes because I usually just wait for my car. It doesn't take that long.
Right.
And who walks in but one of my friends who kind of lives in the area.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is a friend. She had invited me to join her husband and her brother to watch Hidden Figures at the movies the night before. But, of course, I was already heading over to Lolita's. I'm heading in the opposite direction. I don't think I'll be back in time. And I didn't want to feel rushed. So I passed up that opportunity. But now I get to spend time with her today, or that day, yesterday, because she had the day off. Her husband didn't have the day off, but she had the day off. So we saw each other, and I said, well, so you're just dropping off? And I said, so I guess, you know, your husband is waiting. And she said, well, yeah, he's going to drop me back home. And she didn't even say all that. I just assumed that he had the day off. But it turns out, you know, he had picked up some breakfast for her to go, and he was going to drop her back off at home and then go off to work. And so I get in the car, and he's, oh, if I'd known you were here, I would have gotten you something to eat too. I said, oh, don't worry, I haven't already eaten. So he goes back home, and I'm getting out of the car thinking he's getting, you know, we're all going in the house. And he's like, okay, I'll see you all later. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So he drives off because he's going to work, and I'm looking at her like, well, how is cars now, you know, like when they're done, I guess we have to take, I'm thinking old school, I guess we have to we'll have to wait till someone can come by and pick us up. I'm like, oh, no, I can, you know, I can take Uber back to my car or whatever. It was very odd.
It's an adventure.
She was like, oh, no, I was just going to walk over. I mean, and it's not that far. It's maybe a couple of miles. It's actually not that far. And it was a nice day.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I guess we could. Well, I mean, you know, we could walk over. I'm like, good thing I, you know, wore my walking shoes and, you know, can do all that. So we just spent the day. It was like just fortuitous. We spent the day just hanging out. She got stuff done around the house. I was able to do some work, like a little bit of work. But mostly we were catching up. We found a new restaurant, a little Mediterranean place to eat.
Oh.
So next time you're in town, it's she works at the CDC. A lot of her friends who are Lebanese, who also work at the CDC, had said, oh, my gosh, this place is authentic. It's a great place.
Oh,
so we
good.
Go there for lunch. Her brother comes by, picks us up. We get that. We got shawarma.
Yeah,
shawarma. She had chicken. And we were just, wow, this is really good. So perfect meal, great company. Then he drops us off at our cars. My car is done. Her car somehow is not done. So, you know, I drop her back off at home. She's like, no, I don't mind walking back when it's finally done. I don't mind walking. But by that time, it was late afternoon, and I had to make plans for the evening stuff, like meeting a couple of my friends, and we're going to get a bite to eat. I'm thinking I'm still full, so there was plenty to do. Then I got to hang out with my friends, and we went to a Malaysian restaurant for dinner beforehand.
Oh, you like the United Nations. Hello.
I know. Well, it's funny.
She went every place.
My friend that went with me to the movies she also works at the CDC, and she was like, oh, there's this great Mediterranean bakery. And the friend I was with said, oh, my gosh, that's so good. And we were both hungry at the time. I thought, well, maybe we may need to go there for lunch, you know. So I said, well, why don't we? I said, we're going to go there for lunch, but we'll figure out another place. So, you know, everyone was happy with the Malaysian place because I'd been there.
Yeah, that's some good food.
Oh, my gosh. It was a lot of, like, we definitely ordered way too much because, you know, we're about to go to a movie. We're not going to, you know, let me just get those leftovers to go. But, you know, we did because there was so much.
Oh, I would. I'd be like, you know what? Bag it up.
we did. I dropped it by my house because it wasn't that far away. We had plenty of time to get to the theater, so it was perfect. It was just a fun day, and
I just love
with,
that. You know, I love not making plans because it always comes out like this little
wonderful
adventure. And don't give away the movie, but just let me know what definitely like it looks great. Like definitely on my list.
Well, yeah, well, and you know, with Sherlock, it's a whole series. I only think it's showing, it was only going to show two nights, like last night and maybe Wednesday. You have to get special tickets for it. It's a
gotcha.
Firm. So, but I would say if you haven't been watching the series, and I don't know, I think you should be able to get it on Netflix. I'm not sure.
I think
but
so.
But it's fast paced. It's just well written, and I started turning on the closed caption so I could catch all the dialogue because it's so quick and
wow.
Benedict Cumberbatch can speak really really fast if he needs to, you know, as part of his character. So it was very good. But like I said, it was just spending time, and this is one of my friends. The one who works at the CDC that we went to see the movie with, she has a young son. I think he's maybe going to start first grade.
Uh-huh.
So he's still really young.
Right.
I think by the time we all met, she was ready to go. We all met at her house. And as soon as I showed up, she was practically out the door. And I'm good friends with her husband, too. I was like, oh, hi. And she's like, okay, we can go. Okay.
Oh, no, I know. That's like the dash. That's like the mom dash. Like, okay, bye. Yeah, oh, I get that. Like, get off
the
me.
Bye. The whole time we were spending together, you know, the three of us, and I'm just looking at her, I said, you really just needed a day away, didn't you?
Oh.
She said,
absolutely.
Yeah, kind of. But then she's like, yeah. she works, like I said, at the CDC, and that's not...
the Center for Disease, the Center for Disease Control, that must be such a, and the headquarters is Atlanta?
Yes.
So you have that, you have CNN. I know you have friends that work at CNN, too. Like, that's like some serious, hardcore, global, so important. Like, that's, what's her job there at the CDC? What does she
do? She told me last night she had interviewed for another position in a different branch. So she was in bioterrorism.
Oh, my God.
Which was incredibly stressful.
Oh, my God. So she was in the Department of Bioterrorism, which sounds,
just
the title is like, ooh.
She had gone to Africa I can't remember which country she went to in Africa for the Ebola. For the Ebola virus, for stuff like that. French-speaking country because she could speak French. So she's had to do a lot, and I think she was looking for another opportunity, and had it gone through some strenuous interviewing rounds of interviews to get to this other position, and I can't remember. It's not necessarily a like bioterrorism, but I think it has to do with like the structure of the CDC. So it's something not as
that's deep. I mean, look, can we go to the Department of Unicorns and Fairies, please? Because hi, I work in biotech. I mean, the association of how real that is, in a sense. Do you know what I mean? How serious, let's say. Wow. I hope she gets the job she wants.
No, she got it. And so but in fact, I think the sort of position she's in is kind of overseeing all the different branches and sort of how they're compliant or how they work together.
Okay. That's all right. She
so
can do that. The safety of her nice office.
Right.
That's fine. Okay. Yep.
So I'm excited for her. I mean, she's the one that I've talked about before. She's a phenomenal cook. And I think in a past life she was like my grandmother, because she's always, always trying to feed me, like trying to make sure, what do you want to eat? You know, and she's one of those where she loves having people over. She loves to have dinner parties, and she's fine if you come early and if you want to help. You know, she trusts that, you know, your good energy will be put in the food as well. So it's always a fun environment.
That's wonderful.
The sort of place where when we all come together, if she decides to have dinner, like everyone shows up early, you know, as early as possible.
Well,
that's
a testament to her and her energy that people really appreciate it and get something out of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes you get invited and like, oh, I have to go. You're obligated to go. And you're like, but I don't like going to the house. Or, you know what I mean? But this seems like the opposite.
No, it's she just has such a loving, caring energy. So it's nice when she can take a step away. It was just so, because I drove. I picked out the places to eat. You know, just did everything. Because I guess my gig, you know, I'm the one that invited these people to come, and so here we go. But it was just, I could tell, because I don't get to spend time with her without, usually she's the one kind of running the show and having to, you know, not having to cook, but she usually hosts everybody at her house. It's just, sometimes it's a little easier. Everyone's very comfortable there, but she's usually very busy in the behind the scenes work. So it was nice to just let her relax. I mean, she kind of gets motion sickness, so she could sit in the back seat, which is probably again why she usually drives. So it's been fun. It was just a fun night to see her really unwind and just being in appreciation of having the time and the space to have these kinds of conversations.
Yeah, and for both of you.
Yeah, and well, for all of her,
everybody.
Her best friend is also with us. So that's one of our friends that we've. She doesn't have kids. She's not married. Doesn't have a kid. So we all those are like the ones who don't have kids and aren't married. We tend to hang out more, obviously, because we don't have any kind.
Right.
Any time.
You're not on lockdown.
Time restraints, right?
I mean, that's what it is, people.
Yeah. So it was, so it was nice to just spend time with the three of them, or the two of them, three of us together. And you know, it was a school night, but you know, I, honestly, by 11 o'clock, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot. I've got to go to sleep. You know,
you
I was already home.
Get back.
But it was a full day, but it was a full fun day.
Yeah, I love that. That's
unexpected, you know, surprises.
We love that. You know, speaking of unexpected surprises, so on, and let me know if anybody needs us in the queue or what have you. I'll just spin this yarn real quick. So on, I don't even remember what day was it. It must have been, I don't know, maybe Friday, maybe Thursday. Let's say Thursday. That sounds good, Thursday, whatever. So my oldest son, Cole, asked if he could, I have a great relationship with my chiropractor for many, many years. And so, of course, you know, he gives me a great deal where I book sessions in advance and I can use them whenever I want.
Nice.
And Cole was complaining of some issues with his neck and his back, blah, 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 blah. So I said, well, let me set up give you one of my appointments, but I'll introduce you to my chiropractor, who's like family. I love him. Mm-hmm. First time he's met my son. Turns out he needs orthotics. $300 later. Thanks, Cole. He needs orthotics, and a lot has to do with his posture. And just learning a lot about posture, it was really informative. And just it got me to research the Alexander technique, which actors have been using for decades. And basically, it's understanding that there's a joint that we don't use, that our head really sits upon a joint that's really in between our ears. And depending on how you stand, your head could have the impact of 40 pounds or 10 pounds. So if you want that 10-pound impact, always imagine that your head is sitting on top of a joint in between your two ears at the back of your skull. It makes a big difference. So that kind of got me on this exploration of researching that and being more mindful. And because I'm doing a lot of work on my a lot of input with a keyboard, I've been very mindful of my posture because I feel it. I'm on the computer 20 minutes and like the back of my neck hurts, my shoulders, and I have to be on for as much as I can every day for one of the projects that I'm working on because I'm transcribing footage. It's not cute. It's not fun, but I have to do it. Mm. So that was great to get that information. Then we part company. Oh, I had to pick up a pair of memory foam, $70 later, memory foam Skechers. We don't like Skechers, but we found the ones that you don't really see the S. We found a cute pair. That memory foam, I'm telling you, I'm sold. I am sold. If you could find the cute ones that don't look so ugly because they're ugly shoes, but they have a couple cute styles, get the Skechers with the memory foam. Chiropractic recommended. All right, so we did that. We left. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the Museum of Modern Art and renew my membership.
Nice.
So you can get the special membership if you are considered an artist. And because I'm in film, I'm considered an artist, so I get like a great deal, artist membership. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go look at some artwork because I have a moment. So I go into one gallery. I go into the first gallery. I open the door, and it's this exhibit, and I don't remember the names or whatever, but from like the early 1900s, of the early days of film, it's a photography exhibit about the use of spiritualism in film. I'm like, oh, here we go. I just walk in, and there are these, and I took a bunch of pictures. There's exhibits, there's like photographs of, like in 1908, this guy that actually wrote a film called The Spiritualist. I took a picture of the poster. I'll send it to you after the show. And just, like very laughable now. It would seem campy to us now, but very serious back then. And photographs of people having seances and all these documents. And I took all these pictures, and I thought of like my time in Atlanta, which, you know, especially with Lolita's housemate, Adam, and the work that we did together, and I thought, oh my God, this is this is really funny. I just walk in, and you would have been fascinated by this exhibit. And then one guy took the character of Sherlock Holmes and did something with it, and it's funny that you were talking about that today. But just fascinating. I'm like, okay, that's no accident. And then I walk into this other gallery, and I bump into somebody that I went to college with that I haven't seen in 100 years.
Wow.
Who actually is an artist and a photographer and was taking his students on a field trip to the museum.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, and his name is Paul. And I'm like, Paul, I'm like, that looks like, is that him? That, you know, when you don't see people and, like, you get to a certain stage in life. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, he's like, Liz? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, and this I loved. He's like, how is it that I'm old and you're not? Well, girl, I got some things. No. And I said, oh, stop. And but it was a little shocking because he did look like a skinny Santa Claus, but I'm not saying nothing. Oof, I remember you from back in the day. But he just was little, you know, a little bit in a state of shock. And we don't realize what we do vibrationally, how we, you know, we just are very committed to not pierce that illusion more than we have to. Mm-hmm. With our thoughts, with what we, you know, what we eat, what we do. Just, and to me, it's just everyday life. You know, I'm on this mission to not drink that Kool-Aid, you know, more than necessary, and right, to be very realistic and very accepting of where I am in midlife, because I am a middle-aged woman. I try to keep it tight, keep it cute, but I am a middle-aged woman, and it's what it is, but I refuse to be an old woman.
Right.
You know, right. And the whole thing with ageism, it's like, I'd like to be beautiful and wise. How about that? As opposed to old. How about
right.
that?
Right.
How about that? But that was very interesting to run into somebody who's completely non-spiritual, you know, yes, very artistic and whatever, but very, you know, much in a different, you know, mental space. And
right.
I just felt a lot. I just felt a lot of freedom, you know. And there's a lot of freedom that looking at art brings. And I feel so hyper committed to my work because it's never been more important. And I say this a lot on the show, to focus on what you can create as opposed to the illusion and the onslaught of denser energies. No different than what Marguerite was talking about earlier, about that people think that your challenges or the challenges of others are contagious. This is why we do have ageism or ableism or racism, any of the isms. Why you think that's going to rub off, and that any of those things are lesser, you know? So very
right.
interesting. Yeah,
right.
All the why would the isms be lesser to you? Because you scared, and you don't have that in your field of experience. So just because something is out of your field of experience does not mean that it's lesser. It's your resistance and your fear is what's, that's where the paralysis is, not the person who's in their grace, you know, working that wheelchair elegantly and living a
right.
magnificent life.
Right.
You know? So, very interesting. Yeah, but I love when you just, you know, you talked about your day with your friend and all of that, and, you know, my day just doing what I'm doing with my son and walking into this exhibit in the museum. And
that's great.
It just
brought,
and that was all turn of the century stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So all these primitive pictures and books and articles, movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's really changed in terms
of spiritualism.
Was a huge
big
movement. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Abe Lincoln's wife, Mary Lincoln. She was, and they deemed her as insane, and but actually it was their oldest son. I don't remember the name. The oldest son was the one that was like, okay, she needs to be put away. She needs to be institutionalized. So completely misunderstood.
Right.
You know, for the time. But that's, yeah, and it's still, I mean, not that I'm going to be going there, but it's still very much a thing. I know that there are branches of the spiritualist church.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's some deep stuff, girl.
But if you think about also just historically, anything that's been different, that woo-woo kind of area, you know, anyone who was in power felt threatened by that. And you know, you get like the Inquisition, or you get, well, not only that, but you get Salem witch trials. You know, you get that kind of thing. You get, well, the Inquisition did. It ended up in Europe, there was a lot of women, or just people in general, being persecuted because they maybe had powers that could not be explained. I mean, that's an ongoing history. So for it to get to the turn of the, you know, the 20th century, still, I mean, even now, I mean, even, you know, it's not as crazy, but we're much, much, much more mainstream than we've ever been. But there's still this need to, you know, kind of give it that side eye, like, what's going on there?
Right.
But we have come a long way from some of the fantastical things that have happened.
Yeah.
Or that have been portrayed. I mean, even in the movies, I'm seeing the images you just sent me. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, spiritualist. Yeah. Yeah.
So nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to mention.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been watching these Fantasy Island reruns.
Like the
old school, old school Fantasy Island. I want to say it was Aaron Spelling, I guess, who's the one who
didn't create
that show, but he produced a lot of those. You know, that
right.
He was like the big wig, you know,
yep.
in that period of time, the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
He had a lot of shows. So there's an influence there because, you know, I was also a big Charmed fan, and that was definitely his. But they all, in some way, deal with a little bit of a supernatural.
That's true.
You know, and so there's that. Not every episode that did that, but it did, even the whole concept of Fantasy Island. And you just watched Westworld, so I've it's been interesting to watch some episodes of Fantasy Island and then watch some Westworld and be like, in a way, they're kind of working on parallel ideas of what you
true
know, you
that,
do,
that you know
you
what I would
do.
Have never made that yes
yeah
that's true that's very interesting
yeah yeah if you could do anything you wanted, if you had this fantasy, you had your fantasy, what would it be? So too bad, you know, too bad Anthony Hopkins' character was not like Mr. Rourke.
Yeah, he was nice.
Mr. Rourke was a teddy bear, you know, he was amazing. So anyway, that's fine.
Corinthian leather. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good-looking guy. Back, you know.
Wasn't he? What's his name?
Ricardo
Montalban.
Yeah.
Look at us with
yeah.
the pop culture reference back in the day. Wow, that's unbelievable. Well, we just went every place on today's show.
Yeah,
we
did. Yes, we did.
Is it just me, but doesn't it seem since we changed the name of the show, which was, you know, officially New Year's Day when we had that show, that the shows feel like they're so much faster?
They do.
It's like, shh. It's crazy. Okay, well, unless anybody needs us, I think we might as well just sign off, no?
We're done. All right, good.
All right, great. And wonderful conversations, as always. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling.
See you.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.